North Korea has issued another response to President Donald Trump and his warning of fire and fury. North Korea's military is calling the president's statement a load of nonsense. The North responding to the president's threat in a statement from its military, carried by North Korea's state-run news agency. That statement says that only absolute force can work on someone as bereft of reason as Donald Trump. They say they're now putting together a plan to launch an attack on Guam if necessary. That plan should be ready by the middle of August. Joining us on the news line now at KSL News Radio, Utah Congressman Chris Stewart, thank you for joining us. And I just want to, first of all, catch your initial reaction to the statement from North Korea.
Well, it's not something like we haven't seen this before. I mean, look, if you want to be entertained, go read some of the comments from North Koreans over the years. But having said that, we need to recognize that, you know, this is a dangerous situation. And as we've made clear, or tried to make clear for a couple of years now, we just can't allow the North Koreans, and particularly Kim Jong-un, to have nuclear-tipped ICBMs that are capable of hitting not just one or two, but dozens of U.S. cities. I think, you know, really this is bellicosity. It's a lot of talk, and I don't believe really that they intend to, for example, actually attack Guam sometime at the end of August. But I don't think it's helpful either, and I think both sides could probably cool down a little bit right now.
On the other hand, there is the threat of thought that President Trump engaged in some needless brinkmanship yesterday. What do you think of his statement about fire and fury, such as the world is at, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's President Trump, isn't it? I mean, that's how he ran. That's how he was elected. It's not the first time that he said some things that, you know, some of us kind of shake our head at and wonder if it's very helpful. I think Secretary Tillerson framed it about right, and that was he felt like maybe this is an opportunity or Mr. Trump's, you know, trying to speak to the North Koreans in language that they speak all the time, and maybe they would understand that a little better. But I got to say, I don't think it's helpful. I think that we can moderate our talk here. Look, there's no question that the North Koreans understand that if they engaged in a war with the United States, they would lose that war. They know that. And when they indicate otherwise, it's simply fantasy, and they don't believe in fantasy. They really do understand where they would end up at the end of an engagement, a military engagement with the United States. But some of this, you know, this back and forth, it may be entertaining, but I don't think it's very helpful.
I saw in some of the East Coast papers this morning the thought that President Trump drawing a line in the sand with his statement yesterday leaves the U.S. losing credibility if he fails to act on the promise he's made. What do you think? Is there the possibility we could lose credibility by not responding to an attack?
We saw that with President Obama with his red line in Syria, right? And it was something that really haunted his administration from that point on. But my primary concern here isn't the credibility of the United States. My primary concern is avoiding, you know, a war, obviously, in this area, in a very, very delicate and a very important and strategic part of the world. But we're trying to do that while you're dealing with a regime that is very, very unpredictable. But we have to recognize this. Mr. Trump has said, and it is exactly the right thing, he cannot allow Kim Jong-un, you know, the most unpredictable and frankly violent regime that exists in the world today, and a regime that will allow millions of their own citizens to perish and to starve to death, for example, when I talk about the violence of them, we can't allow them to have nuclear-tipped ICBMs that can reach the United States. I mean, that's been our policy for years. You know, the idea of strategic patience was always designed to avoid that outcome. It frankly has failed in the sense that if its measure was, do we stop them from developing nuclear weapons? Well, it didn't. It failed then. And the second element of that is it stopped them from developing, you know, intercontinental missiles. Well, it didn't. We failed in that. And so you can't look at, the idea of strategic patience and say that's been a winning strategy. It simply hasn't been. And Mr. Trump and Mr. Tillerson and Mattis and others around them have said we have to be more firm. And I completely agree with that.
Yesterday was a chilling afternoon after hearing the president's statement, the North Korean response. It was downright scary, and some people asked, are we going to be okay? This morning, we've been hearing that Hawaii is making preparations, that they'll have a system that when you land as a tourist, your cell phone will go off and tell you what to do in case of a nuclear attack. So I ask you, as someone who knows the ways of Washington, should we be able to sleep soundly tonight?
Yeah, no, we really should. And that's why I say that this isn't helpful, some of this rhetoric. And you know, for American people, I can't tell you how many people have contacted me over the last few days, you know, people that I know, family and others. And as I say to them, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's true, I'm not in my backyard building a bomb shelter right now. I don't think others should be either. I think that the North Koreans speak in such exaggerated tones, it's you know, what we've come to expect from them. We expect our president not to match that exaggerated tone, but, you know, Mr. Trump did yesterday. But as I said earlier, that can't be terribly surprising for a lot of people. That's the way he speaks generally. But I think putting it in that context, an understanding that the real strong leadership that exists inside the White House in Mr. Trump's international circle of international affairs and military particularly, these are extraordinarily capable people, extraordinarily intelligent. And I think together there's a leadership team that we can trust. I really don't believe people should go to bed tonight thinking, I wonder if the world explodes around me while I'm asleep. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, thanks so much for saying that. You're on recess right now. We thank you for taking the time to join us. Congressman Chris Stewart, we appreciate it.